Good morning. We're continuing with Halem Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal HaMatkes, and we're starting Simen Zayin. So he told us that there's going to be an issue not only of sale, but doing things which are part of the sale process, which is a common thing. A person would go to the store, or they would weigh something, or they would measure something. All those go into the issue of Mechel Chomemker. The sign, the Fichach Asher Limdoi B'Kli HaMiyuchar L'Mida L'Lishbrach L'Kli Shalakech. So a person owns a store, or they have some type of a business, which is accessible on Shabbos, when they have it in their house, they live upstairs. They sell nuts and candies from their home, and somebody wants to come in on Shabbos and get half a pound of nuts, so, or they're 8 ounces worth of certain candy. So you can't measure it in a regular kli to the exact amount. You have to give either more or less than usual. So it's not a full act of measuring. And we're not discussing the payment yet. Usually what happens is that they would measure it and then they would pour it into some other container to take it home. Taking the marker's container home wasn't the normal way of doing it, so that's going to be considered some way to change the process, and it's going to be mutter. Pshita k'shelakech maybe mitoch beis or kli v'armeloi mali li kli zeh l'marcha yimdoi. I feel so he can say just fill it up. So that's not a measuring language, measuring. And we'll measure how much of that is tomorrow. See, there could be a kli which is not made for measuring, so you don't know how much it could hold. We'll measure it after Shabbos. Or he can say a kli which is made for measuring, but he doesn't say measure it, he says fill it. He can't say give me a certain amount. Attainly b'kach b'kach mos, or give me a certain value of money. So those are languages which are used in purchasing. I want a half a pound, I want a pound. So he's giving some type of a measurement. So that's going to be problematic. Or a person say, I want $10 worth, $5 worth. So a person, would that be a language a person would use? You know, I have $5 to spend. Give me $5 worth. And the merchant will figure out how many pounds or how many parts of a pound that is. So all that's going to be usur on Shabbos. We use the lashon of mida or lashon of money. The people are mekel, but it is appropriate not to mention the mida or the damim. What's the heter? I'm not discussing the price. I'm just using it as a way to tell you how much I need. Doesn't have to be that that's the person saying I want to buy. Here's $5 for purchasing it. That's a problem. Or I owe you $5 for purchasing it. They're saying I want $5 worth. What you're really saying is a way to me saying how much you want. So the main point over here is not the word domim, but the amount that you need. That's the source of the heter. That heter applies to something like beer. So you get there's a set price. A pint of beer is a dollar. I need $5 worth. He's saying I need 5 pints. I will also learn loy tainly ba'ad eze gedolim tapuchim chiyotze b'zeh. So he's saying, instead of saying the word money, he's saying, give me enough apples for 5 gedolim, 5 large bills. 5 large coins. Yes, Shalom Hashem. Adiyah loy kamatzar. Shani yadua kamat tapuchim yitim ba'ad agadol. So the point is, if I'm using the money as a way to describe a certain amount that I need, so if there's a set amount, so I can describe I need 5 pints by saying I want $5. If I want to say, if the apples were sold by each one independently, say I want an apple for a dollar, saying I want $5 worth, saying I want 5 apples. A different way to say I want 5 apples. But over here, apples are sold by the pound. Saying I want $5 worth means it's not giving me a specific amount of apples. So what you're really saying is you want to purchase $5 worth of something. So it's not just a placeholder for an amount, but it's describing what you want. So person, that's a transaction. You're discussing, I'm willing to pay $5 for this item. Okay, so that's going to be problematic. We can say, give me 2, give me 3, etc. Okay. We'll finish off the rest of the simon in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.